shalom. All is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. There's a story in the Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. Oh, while working in a field, the little boy he died, but a woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that all is well. So all is well.
All is well.
All is well. All is well. We have heard the message, shalom. All is well. For there is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Now things have not worked out like God's people have thought. For we are still here fighting the greatest battle ever fought. We must have the faith of Abraham, knowing God's word never fails. If you trust in him, you find that all is well. All is well. All is well. Shalom, all is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. The anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, for I have fallen on my knees as I fail. Raging seas, for the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Sing, the anchor holds.
The anchor holds.
The anchor holds.
Though the ship is battered.
Though the ship is battered.
The anchor.
The sails are torn, for I have fallen on my knees
as I face the raging seas.
Though the anchor holds, the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Precious Brother Max, open with a word of prayer.
Yankahoos, though the ship is battered.
the sheep's are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. For the anchor holds,
despite of the storm. Our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you, the Lord. There is a typos where, Lord, we can be tied to. Amen. Lord, we thank you that, oh God, there is an anchor that holds us.
Hallelujah.
And we bless your wondrous name, Lord. Even as, Lord, you have held us, O God, throughout the whole week. Hallelujah. Till this time, Lord, Father, we say thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, your children. We have been on different businesses, going out and coming in, O God. Our children, same also, Lord. And Father, you've kept everyone's footstep throughout the whole week, O God. And Lord, today being the last day of the working days of the week, here we are, Lord Jesus, once again, grace so sufficient for us. The Lord, you have directed us, O God, to come to you. Oh Lord, we have an appointment on Fridays like this.
Amen.
Prayer meeting, O God, whereby, Lord, you want us to come and lay before you, O Lord, all our needs, our heart desires, all the things that we are looking forward to, O Lord. And Father, we have come this evening with all reverence, Lord, with all humility, with all obedience, O Lord Jesus, believing the Lord God that tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, you will speak a word, O God, that will inspire us, Lord, oh, that will lead us even and give us utterances in our prayers tonight, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit all into your hands, beginning with, Lord, as our heart, Lord, desiring to praise your name, to lift up your name and worship you, O God, Lord. Let the whole angels of heaven, O God, Lord, have its part, O God, in this our blessing, Lord. And even, Father, as we ask that, O God, the right atmosphere will be created, O Lord, for us, Lord Jesus, tonight.
Amen.
With your presence, the Holy Spirit sweeping over us, O God. So we want to commit the son leader now into your hands as he leads us in songs and worship. Father, Lord Jesus, grant him, Lord Jesus, yes, that leadership. And after that, oh God, we are waiting for your servant, Lord, whom you are going to use as your mouthpiece, Lord, tonight. Father, speak through him, oh God. You know the needs of everyone here, oh God. We lay every one of them before you, oh God. That the end of it, oh Lord Jesus, yes, we can live here with all confidence.
Hallelujah.
That of the truth, all our desires, our needs have been met. So once again, Lord, we want to say thank you, committing, Lord, our brethren who are not here into your hands. Some are on Zoom, some are on YouTube, Lord. We know that we are under the same spirit to God. And Father, we will also remember our pastor and our precious brother Vegas, Lord, now in Belgium.
Amen.
The Lord, you be with them, O God. Father, let them return, O Lord, with testimonies and things that, Lord, we will hear with joy, O God. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Sing. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Sing glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of some glory, 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 glory.
Somebody.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Oh, it must have been the hand of. It was on a Wednesday. It was on a Wednesday.
Somebody touched me.
Oh, it was on a Friday.
Somebody touched
me. It was on a Sunday.
Somebody touched her.
It must have been the hand of some glory, 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 glory.
Somebody touched her.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, yes.
Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand. He's everything to me.
He's everything.
He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother. He's my sister and my brother. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me.
He's everything. He's everything to me.
He's everything.
He's everything to me.
He is my father, is my mom, is my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. In that rock, in that rock. Shadow, I will abide when the storms of life come sweeping over me. In that rock,
I will
hide. In that rock, in that rock,
in that rock,
I will hide. Oh, in that shadow, I will abide. Climbing, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
We are soldiers of the red as rise and shine, rise, shine. Give God the glory, rise, shine. Let us give God the glory, rise, shine.
Give God the glory,
soldiers of the. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
We are climbing
Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
We are climbing
Jacob's ladder. Soldiers on the fill my way, fill my way every day. And fill my way every day with love. Oh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the low. But fill my way every day. let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Lord, fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep me my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Lord, fill my way every day with hallelujah. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Lord, fill my way. Sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Lord, fill my way every day with hallelujah.
Fill my way every day with love.
As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go
with a song and a smile.
My way every day with love, and give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp,
I pray.
Give me
oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Lord, keep me burning till the break of dawn. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Savior, hear my humble cry.
Hallelujah.
Him. Him.
Hey. you are singing that song from the depth of their hearts. How many of you really mean it tonight? That Lord, when you are passing by, do not pass me by. When you are passing and talking to this brother and you are speaking with that sister, pass by me also and speak to me. That is what we want tonight, that we could hear one word from the Lord. It will be more than what this world could ever give us in a whole lifetime. Let us all commit ourselves to the Lord tonight and just ask him sincerely from your heart tonight that, Lord, you speak to me also. Touch me as you pass by this place, because he will pass through here, our dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we come tonight.
Let us give it up on this day.
God bless you tonight, saints. Thank you so much to the musicians, bringing us into a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. Amen. We want to turn in the Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and we shall also read in the book of Mark, chapter 4. While you are turning to those verses, Brother Joel is sending a prayer request. He fell today and injured his side chest. He's asking for prayers for a quick recovery. And our brother Greg is requesting prayers from the saints for his passport renewal. There are some complications with the documentation and wants God to intervene. Amen. The Lord has to intervene because we have to go to Czech Republic with the children. I can't drive two cars on my own. We need brother Greg. Amen. So you better pray for him tonight. Yes, there are other prayer requests, the building project, the bank account for the church, the pastor traveling. So we shall commit those to the Lord at some point during the service. Revelations chapter 20 from verse number 1 to 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, amen, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, amen, and Satan, amen, and bound him 1,000 years. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And he cast him into the bottomless pit, amen, and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, amen, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Amen. Thank God it's only a little season. Mark chapter 4. Amen. In the book of Mark chapter 4 from verse number 3, Jesus was teaching the people by the seaside, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, amen, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Amen. And some fell among thorns, amen, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Amen. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that will be the case with us tonight, Lord, that, amen, your word would fall in our hearts, Lord, on good, amen, ground, amen, and that it would take root, Lord, and yield much fruit, Lord, perfect fruit unto thee. Father, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, amen, let it be, Father, said of every person who is here tonight, amen, that this is what they done with the word of God. We ask now that you bless us this night in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a moment, saints. I would like to speak tonight on this topic of chains of circumstances. Amen. If you notice here, it is saying chains, plural, of circumstances, plural. Now, I got this from the message where the prophet was speaking about the verse that we just read in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, where somebody had asked about the chain that this angel came with, and it was a great chain, the Bible says, and he came with this chain to bind the devil and cast him into a bottomless pit. But the prophet, in explaining this, I think that I have a slide that may show a little bit better of this. And the prophet, in explaining this chain of circumstances, he says Satan is bound for a little season, 1,000 years. because his subjects are all in hell. The church that's on earth is redeemed and right in the presence of Christ. So he has nothing he can work on. So this is the devil that at that time of the millennium, he's got nothing that he can work on. And he says it is not a chain, as that angel with that chain there. As I said, it's not a chain, a log chain, but it's a chain of circumstance. He has nothing that he can do, because the devil needs something to work with in anybody's life. When you give him something to work with, you can be sure he is going to use it. So when there's nothing anymore for the devil to work with, the prophet says he is helpless and he is hopeless, just waiting for the resurrection of his subjects. At that time, then they will be separated. So when all his subjects and all the people that yield to the devil today, when they are taken away from this earth, the devil becomes hopeless and helpless. So it is a chain of circumstance that there is nothing anymore that he can use to bind the people on the earth. Now, I would like to link this tonight by the grace of God with the parable of the sower that we just read, where Jesus was speaking. And he says some fell. I don't think this is working. And he says that some fell by the wayside. And I don't have it here. It fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. In explaining this, we can jump over to verse number 14, and he said, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. I don't know how he does that, but one day maybe the Lord will reveal it to us and we can look more into it. Then the next group, he said, some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. We had a recent experience of this in our house. Just when spring came, we decided to plant our vegetables, and I put some seeds in these planter boxes, small little ones like this, and I didn't put them deep. I just put them on the surface and covered them with a small little layer of soil, and within a day or two, they had already sprung up. My vegetables were growing, and they continued to grow, but because I knew that they don't have a good root system, I kept them in the house. But my beloved wife took them outside to get some sunshine. But because they had no root, they were scorched by the sun and they died. I had to plant again. She didn't understand why I didn't get angry, because I knew the Lord was trying to teach me something. But verse 16, Jesus explains this, and he says, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves. So when they hear the word, it stimulates them intellectually. They like what they are hearing. My, these wonderful things that I'm hearing, but it doesn't develop roots down into the soul where it must anchor. Because now when the persecutions and afflictions of life arise, it is not enough to be an intellectual believer. Amen. You have to be completely anchored in your soul. The word must anchor there. And they have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. Intellectual belief will bring you only so far. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. You can choose whether you are that category or not. But there's another category which we would like to make the subject of our prayer meeting tonight. And he says, some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. If you look at the bottom here, I put also how Luke recounts this. And when Jesus was explaining it in the book of Luke, and he says, that which fell among thorns, are they, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Amen. And bring no fruit to perfection. In there it says it brings no fruit. And then he explains it here. And he says, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, Amen. Choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Amen. So I want you to notice some very important things here. Because when the seed was sown, it says it fell among thorns. But then later on, it says the thorns grew. So when the seed was sown and it started to grow, the thorns also started to grow. So it may be that the thorns were very small. It may be that maybe they were also in seed form. And it looked like good ground. And when you begin to water the seed, you were also watering the thorns. And those thorns grew up. And you know, with weeds grow faster than the seed. I've seen that in my garden. Amen. Countless times. You plant a different kind of a tree here, different kind of flowers here. The weeds that grow on this tree look like that tree. The weeds that grow on this flower look like that flower. How it happens, I don't know. But they grow faster, and if you are not careful, they can begin to hinder your plant. Amen. Because they are taking all the nutrients that are meant for your plant. So here you should notice that these thorns also grew up. It wasn't seed that was thrown where the thorns were already grown up, but they were growing there together. And as it tried to grow this seed, you can see this seed here, it is trying to grow, and all these thorns are choking the seed. They are choking the plant. Now, the thing to notice here, which I would like you to focus on, is that the thorns did not destroy the seed. The seed is there, it is growing, but it is being choked. Okay? It cannot grow. It tries to grow this way, there are thorns poking into it. Then it turns to grow that way. If you have ever planted things, you can plant a tree and force it to grow this way, then you can force it to grow that way. It still tries to reach out somewhere. But the way thorns work, it will suppress that plant so that it cannot grow any further. It holds it down like chains that hold a man down when he is incarcerated or something like that. So you should notice here that these thorns did not kill the plant. The plant is there. It looks green and healthy, but it is yielding no fruit because it has to grow to a certain height. It has to get certain things growing on it before it can yield fruit. It may even yield fruit, but the fruit will not be perfect. It will be choked. Its growth is stunted. There is something not right about it. Now, that is where we want to focus on tonight. Because Jesus says, these thorns, what are these thorns? They are the cares of this world. They are the riches and the pleasures of this life. Okay? In the book of Mark, he says that these are the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things. They enter in, and like that seed, that thorn, maybe they were very small when you started. But because you never dealt with them very well from the beginning, as you water the seed in you, this little lust that you had for this kind of movie on the computer, it also begins to grow. Amen. This desire that you had, that I'm going to be rich, I'm going to make it in this life. When you don't deal with it the right way from the beginning, the more you water the seed of God in you, that desire also grows till it comes to a point where it is choking the word of God in you. It is not killing it. It is not taking it away. It's there, but it is being choked, and it cannot produce any fruit that the Lord wants it to produce in you. And these cares of the world, they could be legitimate things. Things that you need to do to make do in this life. But you can let them come to a place where they bog you down. You can keep on taking debt upon debt, which you cannot afford, to try and live outside of your means. Why? It's the deceitfulness of riches. They tell you that if you get the latest phone, you'll be happy. If your internet at home is 100 megabits per second, no. Brother D has got 1 gigabit per second. Yeah? So I want to get that one, but it's 3 times the cost. Then when you are using it, there's no difference. Maybe you didn't even need that new phone. Your old phone was working just as good. And then you get it and you find out you are not happier anyhow. Now you just have to pay more money. So these things are the things that choke the word of God. The devil uses them in your life to try and choke the word of God. He uses them in your life to construct a chain of circumstances that constrains you into acting a certain way. Because if you look carefully, I couldn't find a good picture. I even tried AI today. Because I wanted to create a picture that represents exactly what I wanted to say. You know, with this one, I think I'm going to have a feature. How does this work? Oh. And I work in IT, you know. I went on AI, create a picture of an angel with a chain. The picture that came was a woman angel. So I said, okay, create a man angel with a chain. And the men that came there, none of them had shirts. Okay, create a man angel with a chain wearing a shirt. Until I got this one. So I tried to create one also that showed a plant that is being choked by thorns. And when you know thorns, God bless you, Brother Dube, welcome. Amen. When you know thorns, they hover over a plant like this, interlocking themselves. You can't even really put your hand. Amen. They create almost like a net over the plant, almost like a chain of circumstances. And this is the oldest trick that the devil has used. He creates a chain of circumstances over people. Yeah. He uses whatever you give him to create chains of circumstances that can hold you back and choke whatever word of God wants to grow inside of you. We want to find out how he does this because it's quite interesting. We want to find out, and we can find it in the book of 1 Samuel. Brother David used this a few weeks ago when he was doing Sunday school. He uses this trick, and he can make you think that you have no option but to do this one thing. He can make you come to a place where your frame of mind cannot see anything else. It's just seeing this one option left, and you are constrained to take it. But you have an option. Amen. Because you are a son of God. You have an option tonight because you are a daughter of God. Amen. Don't ever let the devil lie to you and say you have no option but to do this. Amen. It's an old trick of the devil, and we know all his tricks, and we should never fall for them. Amen. You have an option. There is something that God has deposited in you that can defy the devil. The prophet says, any place, anytime, under any circumstances. How do you do it? You just have to let whatever God has put in you take control. You just have to submit to it. You just have to obey God's word. You don't have to let your mind deceive you or your heart deceive you, because it says the heart is deceitful above all other things. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. That is your key to conquer whatever chain of circumstances the devil may put on you. Why, it was even the prophet Samuel who said these words to Saul. Because that's where we want to read now. First Samuel, chapter 15. Or did I do it wrong? Chapter 13, sorry. From verse number 5. If you can put the verses there, sister, we'll come back to these slides a little bit later. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse number 5. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots. That's a big number. 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and the people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitudes. So this was a big group of people that gathered. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Beth Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. So people were hiding, running away from the army, and leaving Saul on his own. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. If you know the map of Israel, where these people were in Michmash, was on this side. So they crossed over, running away from the Philistines. Yeah? As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. So you must look at the circumstances that Saul found himself in. Here is a war that has come to his door, and all this army has numbered itself before him, and his own people are deserting him. The ones that he is left with, they are trembling like this, saying, Saul, we are going to die here, hiding behind Saul. Look at all these circumstances that are building around Saul, and the devil was using them as building blocks to create a chain of circumstances. And every chain of circumstance leads somewhere. The moment the devil begins to build a chain of circumstance in your life, he wants you to get to a certain place. And that's where he wanted to get with Saul. Now it says, and he tarried 7 days. Saul was waiting. According to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So this chain of circumstances only became even bigger. Amen. Here is Saul, looking at all this army before him, and all his army running away from him, the ones remaining trembling, and the prophet of God doesn't come in the appointed time. What happens then to Saul? And Saul said, that's where it was leading all this time. And he said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings, and he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what have you done? And Saul said, because I saw. You see the circumstances. He could see things building around him. And he said, because I saw what was happening, I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you came not within the appointed time. And the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. So if this was a real chain, one chain tied his leg to this post, the Philistines have come. The other chain tied his leg to that post. Hallelujah. Your people are fleeing against you. The other one tied his hand to that post. Samuel is late. The man is constrained. He's tied with a chain of circumstances, and he feels that there's nothing else he can do than to force himself. And he said, because I saw the people were scattered and that you came not within the days appointed, and the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, therefore I said, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. That's where these circumstances were leading. They wanted to lead Saul to a place where he would disobey the word of God. And that is the case in every case. When the devil begins to build circumstances, chains of circumstances in you, it's going to lead to some place. He wants you to come to a place where you force yourself. Where you say, I forced myself not to come to church on Friday. If you ask people today, everybody has got a good reason. And everybody, if we trace each, it's a chain of circumstance. That began somewhere at the beginning of the week. And maybe they had a good intention that I'm going to church on Friday, but these circumstances began to build, and they let them build, and they continued to build, and then it came to a place where they said, I forced myself, therefore, not to go to church. Yeah? Yours might not be to go to church. This one is not for people that is not, it's for people that are not here, because you people are here. So you can laugh with me, you know. Because I prayed this morning, you know. Lord, please give me a word that will encourage the saints. Amen. Not a word of rebuke, you know. Because I also love people. I love people to love me. But if I have to bring a word of rebuke every Friday, nobody will come when they hear Brother Will is preaching. So I didn't want to speak like this, you know. But what can I do, Brother Eli? If the Lord puts a word in you to speak, woe is you if you don't speak it. You've got to speak it that way, you know. Because of this circumstance and that circumstance, I forced myself to take a shift on a Sunday. That's what people do. Nobody goes to work on Sunday willingly. They force themselves. Yeah? And it goes deeper than that. Because of this and that and that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what circumstances can do to a man. You can say a complete lie as a Christian because of circumstances. Why? Because the devil has built them so that you can say those things to break the word of God. But I'm telling you, brother, sister, God rejoices in obedience. In obedience to his word. It isn't anything that you can ever think of to say because of this circumstance and that, I forced myself to do such and such. No, no. It is obedience to the word of God that pleases him. So, unfortunately, he had nothing in himself that could defy these circumstances. Therefore, he forced himself. But you and me, we are not like that. You know, this was under the blood of bulls and goats. The man was ignorant of the wiles of the enemy. He was ignorant of the tricks of the enemy. But in this day, the tricks of the enemy have been revealed to you and me. Amen. In plain language. Amen. In fact, Saul had to go through this so that you can have an example of what not to do. Amen. That's why he went to paradise. Yeah, the Bible says Samuel came and said, tomorrow you'll be with me in paradise. Amen. The man was ignorant of what you and me know. But we don't have to be like Saul. We can defy any circumstance that the devil builds around us to create this chain of circumstance that chokes the word of God. Amen. And here is where the deceit is in this day. Is that when you self-examine yourself, when you look at yourself today, you go home, if you don't do it, start doing it because it's healthy for you. You go home and take a piece of paper and self-examine yourself. Amen. To see if you are a believer or not. I examine myself, Amen. Not only on a spiritual level, even on a physical level. Amen. Sometimes you women know what I'm talking about. You examine yourself. Is there some lump here or what? It's a good thing to do. But also spiritually, you must do that. But the deceit of the enemy is hidden right here. If you can put that slide for me again, sister, is that when you do self-examination and you look to see, is the word of God in my life or not? You actually see that the word of God is there. It's Amen. Growing. I can see it. Amen. And I actually believe this word. I love this word. And many of us, we stop right there. But we should not stop there. We should now look to see, is that word of God in my life producing perfect fruit? Amen. If it is not producing any fruit at all, there is a reason why. If it is not producing perfect fruit, there is a reason why. There is something that is choking that word of God in your life, and it won't let it produce fruit. It will make you be happy just to see there's a seed, and it's very green. It's doing well. I think I'll go in the rapture. There will be many disappointments on that day if you don't self-examine yourself fully. Because the devil will make you think, yes, you believe. You are a good sister. You are a good brother. Look, there is the seed of God growing in you. No. If the seed of God is growing in you, where is the perfect fruit? Because that's how it must be complete. Amen. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Let's round up a little bit and see this. The Bible says, so you see why this is the oldest trick. What the devil has been doing to people in this world Amen. Is what will happen to him. Amen. The only difference, the devil needs something to tie you under a chain of circumstance. But God doesn't need anything to tie the devil under a chain of circumstance. He's going to get a taste of his own medicine when he's tied with a chain of circumstance that is created out of nothing. Because God creates things out of nothing. But the devil needs something to create this chain. That's why you should never, ever give him anything. The moment you do something wrong, deal with it right there. Because that is usually where the devil begins to create a chain of circumstance against you. Amen. He begins to create it because you did something here. You try to hide it with a lie. And then now you have to create another lie to hide this lie. And then it ends up being you actually act in a certain way that is a lie. And it affects your health. Amen. You know, you can open up your heart to so many hateful diseases because of keeping lies and creating them and doing things like that. I want to give an example here, and then we'll close in prayer, of a woman that had almost a classical case of this issue. We know this woman. She was a Sunday school teacher in the church. Amen. The prophet speaks about her, that her husband had gone to war. And she began to run around with some guy. And that's where she opened the door to the devil to build a chain of circumstance in her life. Whatever circumstances led her to a place where she now committed adultery against her husband. That was a chain of circumstance that led her to that. But what happened after that is also another chain of circumstance which led her to lie about the thing and keep on making lies to hide and to keep on hiding until it caused her nervousness. She was so nervous she couldn't even go out of the house on her own. And her nervousness even began to affect the whole church, the prophet says. He says, that's the matter with your whole church is because of one person, what they did. And it was affecting not only her marriage, even the whole church. You remember even her husband now committed adultery too. Why? Because of what she did. The man had his own weaknesses. But if she had dealt with this issue correctly, maybe it wouldn't have affected her husband the way it affected her husband. Yeah. She was so nervous she couldn't even go anywhere on her own. Till the preacher who invited Brother Branham says, I want you to pray for a woman. She's in a bad state. when the prophet saw her, he was like, is this the woman? Well, the way you explained it, it looked like it was a very bad curse. And that's what it is. She looked very normal, just like you and me. Amen. And chains of circumstance don't affect people that live on the street begging. If you ask them, what led you to come to this place? They will tell you a chain of circumstance that led them to live on the street. Amen. But it doesn't affect those people only. Us who put on ties and a suit and get in the car, come to church 3 times a week, I could be under certain chains of circumstance. Amen. Every day saying, I forced myself, therefore, Amen. To steal money from the company. Amen. I forced myself, therefore, to not pay my tithes. I forced myself, therefore, Amen. To cheat on my wife and things like that. Circumstances. Amen. And that's what happened with this woman. She had let the devil create a chain of circumstance till it was even physically constraining her to her house. Mm. She was so nervous, she was afraid to go out of the house. She said, I feel like I'm dying every time. That's a terrible feeling. To feel that you're dying. Why? Because she let the devil create this chain of circumstance. She gave him the material to create the chain of circumstance. And look where it led. For 10 years, she went to see a psychiatrist. Every time she went, it was costing them $10 in those days. That's a lot of money. Look what it was doing. She said to her husband, I'm sorry I made you to be broke all the time. The man was broke because of the money they were spending for her to see the psychiatrist. Simply because she didn't want to confess a sin. And it came to a point when God revealed it. She said, don't you ever say that to anybody, Brother Branham. Don't never say it. He said, go and confess to your husband. She said, I'll never do it. He will leave me. And he said, well, he's going to leave you anyhow. And God has left you. You go and make it right. Your husband has got the same thing to confess against. You see where these things can lead. If you just examine that for a minute, that this woman did this thing. And it led to a chain of circumstance where she was so nervous she couldn't leave the house. Can you imagine what pressure that must have put on the husband? They had 3 children. And he had to take a lot of pressure to care for these 3 children, to be mother and father to them, while she's just nervous to go out of the house. The man had his weaknesses like every one of us here. Because of those chains of circumstance, the devil built it on the husband too. And look what he did. He also ended up committing adultery. But the grace of God, the same grace of God in those days for this woman, is also available tonight. Amen. Because when she came back to the prophet and he said, go tell your husband, and she came back with her husband and they spoke about this thing, the prophet says, now we can make that devil go away. Amen. He couldn't do it before. She had been to so many prayer meetings. She had been to so many psychiatrists. None of that could help this woman because these chains were holding her down and choking. And she could see, I'm a Christian. I teach Sunday school. My husband is a deacon. You see, she was looking at that. But there was no fruit growing. Is that your life tonight as I invite the musicians to come? Amen. That there's something or some area in your life that is choked by the cares of this world. Amen. They are holding you down in a certain way that there's no fruit growing in that area. Amen. Why? There's one thing you can do tonight is come to the Lord. Amen. Because the very same God that this woman went to and she confessed her sin to her husband, the devil had no more right to create a chain of circumstance. Amen. The chains of circumstance that the devil creates against you and me, they are like a cobweb. It's just a cobweb. You're just behind a cobweb looking at it and saying, I can't get out of here. It's time you have an option today. Amen. All you need to dislodge the enemy is to go back to that place. Amen. Just that one place and you can be set free today. Even as this picture shows here, that you can be set free just by coming to the Lord. Here is a man that is encumbered by the cares of this world. All the entertainment, the pressure of riches, these things don't have to hold you no more. Just by calling out to the Lord Jesus tonight, you and me, we can walk out of here, no chains of circumstance. If you can lead us in a song, Brother Jesse, before we come to pray.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, there is a sound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart words of life. Help us call in this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age that came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, Lord, preserved for our walk in this world. There is a sound with God's own heart. Words in sing ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words in.
Let us come to a time of prayer, saints. It's just one prayer away to dislodge the enemy from whatever area in your life. You too can come to a place where you can look at the devil and say, is this him who troubled me all these years? I believe the things that we read in the Bible that shall happen in the future, in the millennium, we can experience those things today. We can come to a place where the devil is completely bound in your life. That he has got nothing with which to work on in your life. In the book of Isaiah, it speaks about the devil. And it says, they that see thee shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? We shall look at the devil like that and say, is this him? How can this little man have caused so much trouble? The same thing can happen right now tonight. That you can walk out here and say, is this the man that was troubling me all this time? Is this the disease that was troubling me all this time? If we come to the Lord the right way, we can dislodge the enemy. Let us come to a time of prayer.
Father, that dry ground, Father, There are children in here that are preparing for junior certificate. They will be writing this junior cert test in a few weeks' time. Let us remember them in prayer. Also for our Sunday services, and also the pastor and Brother Vegas have traveled to Belgium. Please be with them. Pray for them. Tomorrow morning, the pastor will be speaking. And it's not like a service like here. It's before other ministers, you know. So it adds a lot of pressure. So please pray for him. And we keep bumping into this and that with our new church bank account. So please let us remember that also in prayer, because the devil is trying to put some chains of circumstance, you know, to try and delay and frustrate this and that. But we know where to break the chains. Amen. So let's pray for that and the church building project as well. Let's remember Brother Joel on his request, and also Brother Greg for his passport. Brother Clayton.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for how, Father, you have brought us, Lord. Some of us were so tired after a busy week. And Lord, we are so revived in your house. And we are so grateful, Father, for your presence in our midst. And we can feel your presence, Father, in this place. And how you have blessed us, Father. Your word has come down, Father. And your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, even to the dividing asunder, Father, of the bone and marrow. Father, Lord Jesus, this is love expressed, oh God, when you come down in this way, Father, to speak to us. And Lord Jesus, for us, Father, to come to a place where we start to break these chains of circumstances, Father, in our lives, Father. Every one of us, Father, we do have those chains of circumstances that the devil is always trying, Father, to bring in our lives, Father, to bring us down, O God. But today, Father, we are breaking those chains in the name of Jesus Christ. We are proclaiming those chains are broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord God Almighty, we thank you, Father. Send your spirit now, Father, to break every chain of the devil. Father, there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believe, in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil shall be defeated in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Bless, Father, Lord God Almighty, your children, even the requests that they have put before you, Father. May you bless them, O Lord. We remember our precious brother Joel. At this time, Father, we see how the enemy is trying, Father, to put these chains of circumstances in his life. Father, that the devil is desiring to bring him down, O God, that he may fail to go to work, that he may fail to take care of his family, that he may fail to come to church, but we are denouncing that devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May our brother be healed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, Father, Lord God Almighty, even those that are sick in our midst, O God, we are denouncing that devil. We have that much faith, Lord, to believe that every chain of circumstance of sickness, Father, be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you so much. We remember also, Father, Lord God Almighty, our precious brother Greg with his passport situation. Yes. Lord, this is the enemy also putting some chains of circumstance in our life, in the life of our brother, Lord, that his documentation doesn't go so right. But we are praying to break that chain of circumstance, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. May our brother receive his passport in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for our brother. We remember the work that he does for you, Father, and always faithful on the post of duty. May you remember your son, Lord, and bless him. May you bless his family. May you bless his wife. May you bless his children, O God. We commit them to you also in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for our pastor. We pray for brother, for our precious brother, Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Vegas, that he has traveled with, O God. May you bless them, Lord Jesus, there in Belgium, Father. May you bless our pastor, Father, Lord God Almighty, even when he ministers there, O God. Be with our pastor and bless him, Lord Jesus. Even the meetings that are going to be held there, Father, we commit them to you, Father. May you bless each and every minister in that place. We commit every one of them to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, Father, even for this place that you have given us, O God, to gather and to serve you, Father. We thank you for this wonderful place. And we pray, Father, that you bless us if you tarry on Sunday. We look forward to coming back to this place, O God,
to worship you, to praise your holy name, O Lord Jesus, on Sunday. May you bless the services on Sunday, from Sunday school, even the main service in the song worship, everything that is going to be done in your house. Come and bless your children, O God. Father, we appreciate you at this time. We commit, Lord Jesus, even the building project. We see these chains of circumstances even in the work of the Lord. Father, how you gave us this wonderful place, and the enemy is trying all his tricks to bring the work of the Lord down, O God. But we are breaking those chains in the name of Jesus Christ. We are praying for that bank account, O God Almighty. May all those chains, all that devil that is trying to delay this bank account, may he be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, whoever is sitting on those papers in that bank, may they move, O God. Amen. We are looking forward to receiving our new bank account soon. Amen. And Lord, we pray that you bless even the work that is going to be done in that place. Amen. We see how, Father, even some are actually rising, O God, to try to discourage this work of the Lord. Amen. The planning permission, O God Almighty, being challenged, O God. But we pray, we bring it to you, Father, that may you intervene, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we are going to worship you in that place. Amen. We believe that every chain of circumstance the devil is putting forth is going to be broken, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How I pray, Father, that you bless even those people, Father, that are going to authorize that planning permission, O God. Amen. May you bless them, O God Almighty, that they will approve it. May you bless even the work that is going to be starting soon, O God. Amen. Lord, we pray for this place, Father, that may you grant us grace that we get that place, Father, moving, O God Almighty, that project moving, O God, and that we move from this place, O God Almighty. We appreciate you so much for this place, but we are praying that, Lord Jesus, you open the doors for this new place, Father, Lord God Almighty, in this near future, Father. We thank you. We appreciate you for tonight. May you bless us even when we leave this place, going to our homes, O God. We pray that the devil, Father, in our homes, may he be defeated, O God. Even the chains of circumstances, Father, that are pulling your children down, Father. Sometimes your children desire to be worshiping you, listening to the tapes, but the devil will be putting some chains of circumstance to bring them down, Father. We pray that, Lord Jesus, may he be defeated in the lives of your children. Even, Lord, for us to serve you better, Lord God Almighty. Not only in this place, but even in our homes, even in our jobs, wheresoever we are, Father. We pray that, Lord Jesus, give us victory, O God Almighty, over the devil, over the devices that you put in our lives. Amen. We commit ourselves to you. We pray for our precious brother, Wilmo, that you have used tonight. Amen. Father, may you restore the virtue that has gone out of your servant. Amen. May you bless him, Lord Jesus. May you bless his family. Amen. We thank you so much, Lord God Almighty, for our brother. We pray that, Lord Jesus, may you add more virtue, Lord. May you add to his ministry, O God Almighty. And Lord Jesus, we look forward, O God Almighty, to more of such services like today, Father, Lord God Almighty. Thank you so much for Brother Maxwell in our midst, O God. Amen. We commit him to you, Father. We see how the devil also was putting some chains of circumstance to bring him down, O God. But he is here tonight, O God Almighty, in victory, O God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for healing our brother. And we thank you so much for all the other requests that your children have put forth. Amen. We commit everything to you, Father, now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Saints, have a wonderful weekend. Stay on the altar in your heart until the next time we meet in the church. God bless you.
Yeah.